Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Now we're in the season of Advent, the season of preparation. Catechism says something very beautiful, very instructive about this time. Number 524 in the Catechism, we read, when the Church celebrates the liturgy of Advent each year, she makes present the ancient expectancy of the Messiah. For by sharing in the long preparation for the Savior's first coming, the faithful renew their ardent desire for his second coming, says the Catechism. So this is a time that we're called to, on the one hand, relive that centuries-old expectation of the Jews, the coming of the Messiah, which we read about in the Old Testament and which we will celebrate on Christmas Day. At the same time, we mentally and spiritually prepare ourselves for his second coming, which will be at the end of the world. So there's two Advents. There are two Advents or two arrivals that we're preparing for in this season. You could essentially say there's three, really. Be more closer to home. We're actually preparing for the Lord's coming, as we say in the Hail Mary, at the hour of our death, right? That coming as well. So we're remembering liturgically, celebrating the first Advent of Christ, and doing that helps us to prepare for his next Advent, which is second coming, probably a second coming, or his next Advent will either be at the second coming or it will be at the end of my mortal life, right? So he's going to come one of those ways, either for me or for everyone at the same time. I'm betting that he's coming for me first, but we never know. Either way, the Church says, be prepared. The Alleluia verse right before the Gospel today said, behold, our Lord shall come with power. He will enlighten the eyes of his servants. The question is, when our Lord comes, what will he find when he meets us? Will he find what he's looking for? Will he find a repentant heart? Will he find someone struggling and really striving to follow him? Will he find faith? Will he find trust in him when he looks inside of our hearts? Advent is a preparation, a season of preparation for that very important encounter with the Lord. Many people enjoy watching or playing sports, and to play any sport well, you need a lot of training and practice. Or even if it's art or music as well, there's a lot of practice that's involved if you really want to be good at something. For example, if you watch professional football, you can admire and the strength and the skill of the athletes on the field. They're more like gladiators than athletes, a lot of them, when you look at them. They're huge. But what you don't see are the hours and weeks and years of training that they do in order to get fit and to be as fit and as strong and as skilled as they are. Spiritual life isn't much different. Now, great spiritual strength comes from great spiritual exercising. It comes from striving to grow in holiness day in and day out. We admire the saints for their great spiritual strength and for their great gifts, but we have to remember they really worked at it too. They took the gifts and the graces that God gave them and they invested them, they multiplied them. So we're children of God by baptism. But God doesn't want us to remain children in the sense that he wants us to become spiritually mature. In order to become an adult in general, what do? You need to learn, you need to grow, you need to exercise. If we're lazy and listless in life, we'll be lazy in the spiritual life too. And that means that we won't really get anywhere spiritually, and we won't be prepared for when Jesus comes for us. As a side note, someone might object about God wanting us to not remain children. They may say, well, doesn't St. Therese's spirituality encourage becoming like a little child? Well, the spiritual childhood of St. Therese isn't about remaining spiritually immature or out of shape or helpless. It's about growing in total dependence upon the Lord, completely trusting in him, and at the same time offering him everything that we have. So paradoxically, we are called to be spiritually like children, and we're called to be spiritually mature, to to be spiritually adults at the same time. It's a paradox. If you don't understand it, ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten you. He's a much better explainer at these things than I am. So God doesn't want us to be lazy. He doesn't want us to just be spectators. He wants us to be athletes in life. Do you not know, says St. Paul, that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? Run so that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable one, says the Apostle. 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 and 25. And try to remember, the race isn't just about you or me. It's about all the people who are desperately in need of our prayers and of our sacrifices. So many people are spiritually lost. They're very far away from God, right? More and more people don't even believe in God. Don't even identify themselves as Christians either. So the question is, where are the spiritual athletes who will bring these souls back to God? Where are they? God wants you to be one of those athletes. Are you willing to help him? That's the question he asked for us today. Are we willing to help him? We should pray the rosary every single day, and even pray multiple rosaries if God so puts that on our heart. There's so much good that you can do, just you, one person. So many people who are in desperate need of all the good that the Lord wants you to do. So Advent is a golden opportunity to spiritually get ourselves in shape. The color that we use for this liturgical season is the color purple. It's the color of royalty. It's a royal color, a kingly color, but it's also the color of penance in the church. If you want to reign with Christ in his kingdom, you must first learn to do penance. You must learn to say no to yourself, deny yourself, sacrifice. When we learn to say no to ourselves and learn to deny ourselves in little things and also at times in big things too, that's a sign that we're beginning to love ourselves in the right way. It's a sign that Christ is really beginning to live his life in us and through us. It's a sign that we're spiritually toning up. We're getting into shape. And lastly for today, Jesus is the only person I know who the best way to prepare for his arrival is, one, to make a good, sincere confession of your sins before he comes. And the second way you prepare for his arrival by spending time with him, which is a paradox, right? You spend time with someone to prepare for their arrival. Only with Jesus we can do that. So we need to be spiritually mature and spiritually childlike at the same time. We also need to prepare for Jesus' arrival by spending time with him. That means prayer and meditation. It means adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. It means praying the rosary, spiritual reading. It also means serving your neighbor and your family for the sake of our Lord, too. So this Advent season, Jesus is asking us to make room for him in our lives and in our hearts. If we're living in sin or if we're living a sinful lifestyle, we're not preparing for him. We're not making a room for him. We're crowding him out. Let's not crowd out the Savior like they did in Bethlehem, where St. Luke says there was no room for him in the inn, right? Luke 2, verse 7. Let's not do that. Let's prepare our hearts for him. And we'll ask Our Lady, who made the most perfect preparations for the Messiah's coming, we'll ask her for the grace to welcome her son with an open, with a humble, and with a repentant heart. Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.